We are on Daf Kuf Chof Amid Beis. We had two Taisvis, and let us just quickly go over the Gemara so we'll understand the two Taisvis. V'hodes nan dvash tmorim v'yein tapuchim v'chaymetz sitovniyois v'shar minei perish shel trume. May perish shel trume is Rabbi Lezer Machayev Kerem v'chaymish. So if a person mashken ayotzi mehem from these different types of perish, Rabbi Lezer Machayev Kerem v'chaymish, Rabbi Elazar says you mechayim kerem v'chaimish, Rabbi Yeshua Paita. V'amai pligi, what is the machlokes, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua? So the Gemara says, b'doin mino u'mino, u'bidoin mino v'uki ba'asro kamiflagi. Machlokes is if you have a limud, if you learn out all the halachas that it says in the Melamed, or you just out one aloche and then you go back to the dinim which are in the lome. The Rabbi Lezer sova doin mino umino. There's a hekesh trume to bikurim. Ma bikurim mashkin hayoytei mehen kemoisa. The din is you have to be mafrish a peiri for bikurim. But after you mafrish the peri, we learn now from Asher Tovi that if it's dolchon, if you had a novim and you made yayin, you made a mashkin out of it, so the halacha is that the mashkin hayayitze mehen kemoiso. So this halacha lechayre is applicable by all the shivas aminim of bikurim, that mashkin hayotze mehen kemoisa is af trume nami, so we learn out there's a hekish trume to bikurim, af trume nami, mashkin hayotze mehen kemoisa. So by trume there'll also be the same halacha, that all mashkin, that means, even though the halacha is that you can only make Trume from Tiresh V'Yitzo, you cannot make it from any other mashke, but if you have another peri of Trume, and there was Nitzvas, the shame Trume on the peri, so then the halacha is that mashken hayotzi behem kemoisam, just like we have such halacha by Bikurim, that you can't make mashkin bikurim. Afal pikein, if you made one of the zayin minim bikurim, so there's a loche that the mashkin hayotzim hem kemoisam, that the mashkin is equivalent to the peri. So we hear also the same aloche, even though you can only make tiresh v'yitzor trumim, but if I made another peri trumim, so then that then will be mashkin hayotze ben kemoisam, that the mashkin will have the same din and will have kedushas trume. Umino hayotze ben kemoisam tuma nami mashkin hayotze ben kemoisam. We learn out completely ma bikurim afilu shar minim. By bikurim asher tovi, we learn out all the shivas aminim. As a vizadin asher tovi, that mashkin hayotzimem kemoisam, av trumenami afilu sharminim. So it's also mashkin hayotzibehem kemoisam. And then Rashi explains that between you and me, these minim are not chayiv betrume minatoire. So that's irrelevant. So we say that the chayiv but be'etzem, the limud is capable of teaching us that all minim of trume, if you will make it into a mashkim, so mashkin ayotzim mehen kemoisa. That is shitas Rabbi Elazar. Just let's see the next to the last Taisvis. Doin mino umino. Pesh bekuntres the lav davke, because between you and me, there are no peres which you can make truma out of them. So memele, besides perhaps anovim and zaysim, umiyu taisvis as efsha dahavi. Tavke could be the izadin of doin mino mino, mishum dogon. By dogon, you can zicha make truma from dogon. Sheim cheyu, he made it into, he liquefied it. Here, kigoin, it says on the side, kaim meliloi shariskon visochtom, that he had the kernels, fresh kernels of wheat, and he was marasikid, he ground it up, and there was, and then there's mashke that comes out of it. Now the dogon is a truma diereise, the truma's dogon diereise. So we have a tzir min ha-teire that will say, doin mino umino. We will learn out just like by bikurim. Bikurim is by the Shibes Haminim. So, Eretz Chita Soira, so by Bikurim. Let's make a Cheshman by Bikurim. By Bikurim, if a person was Mafrish Chitim for Bikurim, so then, and then he'll make it Asher Tovi, will learn out that the Mashkin Ayyitzim Mehem Kemoisam. So, Mamela by Trume, the Sadaraisidiki Trume, Doin Mino Mino, if a person was Mafrish Dogon and he made it Trume, and then later he was Marasik, these kernels, and there was a juice that came out of it. So we say, Doin Mino Mino, just like the Mashkin of Achite, his Kedushas Bikurim, so the Mashke of Achite, of Trume, will have Kedushas Trume. He say, doin mino mino. We learn out all the dinim, which are up, even though by trume, the halach is you can only make trume out of tirish v'yitzor. You can't make trume out of any other mashke besides tirish v'yitzor. But the same thing is by bikurim also. You can also only make bikurim from the Shiva Saminim, not from a mashke. But there's a halacha, after you made it bikurim, you were seichet it, mashke ni yitzimem kemoisim. So that I learn out straight from bikurim, that trume is mamish all hilchas bikurim. And I don't say, since I see by trume that only tirish v'yitza can make trume, so I don't say that only tirish v'yitza can have kedushas trume, but I say, all mashkin hayotzimem will have kedushas trume. That means, so who had in by dogon? We're talking about the rice, so who had in by dogon, it will have kedushas trume. And let's go back to the Gemara, and then we'll finish Taisvis. That is Rabbi Leza, Rabbi Yeshua Sova, Doin Mino, Ma Bikurim, Mashken Hayotzimem Kemoisam, Aftrume, Mashken Hayotzimem Kemoisam, that we will learn out, that if you made the pre Trume, the Mashken will be Yotze, but V'uki Ba'asra, I will say that only has the halachis of Trume, V'uki Ba'asra, Ma mashkim de kochi betrume. The only mashkin that I see which is has kedushas trume is tirish b'yitzarein midiachin Elohim. So I see before the slimut that only tirish b'yitzar can have kedushas trume. Av mashkin ayoytem em kamoisei. So the new halacha that I'm learning out, if you did not make it directly trume, you made the peri trume, and now this is the mashkin from a pri of trume, is mashkin hayotzim mehem kamoisim tirish v'yitzarein midi achin eloi. So let's finish Taisis. Rabbi Yeshua poiter bedogon sheim chu. Rabbi Yeshua holds, if you liquefy dogon, so even though dogon is a trume deraise, the doin mino v'uki ba'asro. that I learn out that, that if a mashkin that comes out of a pri of truma also is a din truma, but only by the mashkin that I see by truma that has kedushas truma, tirish v'yitzarein shalminim loy. Afilu doger, lochi potinami b'shalminim, shen lachme behen yoysem idogon, you can't be machme by shalminim more than dog. Let's see the next thesis. Af trume afilu shalminim, this is according to Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer holds that trume af shalminim. Vim taima, so thesis says, the thesis amur de kekashe. We learn out Rabbi Lezo's doimi nomina. Whatever it says by Bikurim, we learn out. Fine. So by Bikurim, it says the Shivas Aminim Tovi. So we learn out the Mashke Hayotzi from the Shivas Aminim is Kedushas Bikurim. That's it. We learn out everything we learn out. Fine. So Memele, we learn out, just like the Chitim of Bikurim, there's a din mashkin yaitzim em kemaisim, so the chitam of truma also the same thing. Fine. We'll learn out the other shivas aminim tomorrow, etc. But by bikurim, you don't have tapuchim. There's no din of tapuch, there's no kedushas bikurim by tapuchim. So how can I say, yein tapuchim, there's all, I feel you say, that doimi no mino, whatever is, dvash tmorim, I'll buy that, because this tmorim by bikurim gufe. But yein tapuchim, there's no tapuchim by bikurim, so how can you learn out from bikurim that yein tapuchim by trume is kiyotzei by? That's Tosfos Kashi. In time Akati Eima Davke Shivas Aminim Shabikurim Noigim Behem V'Yein Tapuchim Minolo. So I'd like to say over the lotion of the Tosfos Arosh, which is much clearer, and some of that's what Tosfos means also. The Tosfos Arosh says, Kivin Da Afikte Mitirish V'Yitzo. If I learn out that the din mashkin hayoytze mehem by trume is not only by tirish v'yitza. Because daimi no mino v'noyeg b'mili d'rabono. And therefore I say by dvash tmorim, which is a trume d'rabonon, so I say dvash tmorim is also as kedushas trume mid'rabono. So memele, so I learned out that I learned out that midarabonon, everything that has kedushas trume is the mashkin kiyaitse by akapone midarabonon, esuadin b'chol dovor. So memele, so then it's irrelevant. There's no maila of tmorim over tapuchim. Tmorim is also only a trume darabonon. That means if this be a daraisa de kalimut, I can't learn out from the Malamed more than it says in the Malamed. But really, there's a limud iraisa and dogo. I say Chazal, when they made their Trume Darabonon, they said, just like by Dogon, there's a din mashkin ayayitim em kemoisam, so u adin all their Tumis Darabonon, there'll also be a din mashkin ayayitim em kemoisai, so who adin by tapuchim, which is also a trume darabonam, it will follow suit, and I'll say mashkin ayayitim em kemoisam. It means you don't need the philosophy of Alma. I see this from Dogon, from Dvash Tmorim, so who adin, yain tapuchim. Zok te gemore weiter. Vohod is na. So now we know one machloik is between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua. If mashken ayoytze midogon, v'selef tushes trume min ha-teure, yes or no, according to Rabbi Lezer, there's tushes trume min ha-teure, yichayev karen b'chaymish, according to Rabbi Yeshua, it doesn't have tushes trume, because I say doy mino buki ba'aso. Vahod esnan, we learned a Mishnah, ein mevien bikurim mashke, elo hayoyte min hazeisim u min hanoven. Now all of a sudden, this Mishnah says that if you were mafrish, let's say, tmorim for bikurim, you cannot bring the mashke of tmorim, even the souls asher tovi, you cannot bring the mashke of tmorim, ela hayoytze min hazeisim u min hanoven. Only that now we're whittling down the ribuy asher tovi, that it only applies by bikurim, by tirish v'yitzo. Money, Rabbi Yeshua, it's going according to Rabbi Yeshua. The Omar doin mino v'uki ba'asro. So Rabbi Yeshua, when he learned out mashkin hayoytzi mehem kemoysom, he learned out by trume only tirish v'yitzo that came out from zeisim v'anobim. But more than Tirish V'yitzo, there's no din of Mashkin Hayotzim and Kamoisom. Now he learned back Bikurim from Trume. Neither, because it is a Hekesh, Trume Shot Chayla Bikurim. Now he's learning back Bikurim from Trume, just like by Trume, the whole din of Mashkin Hayotzim and Kamoisom is only by Tirish V'yitzo. So who are din by Bikurim? It's only by Tirish V'yitzo. So this mission is going according to Rabbi Yeshua. V'hodisnan, we learned another Mishnah. Ein soifkin es ha'aboyim mishum olo. You do not get malchus an olo, ela yoytze min hazeisim min hanoven. By olo, you only chayev an zeisim v'hanovim, and not on the juice of any other fruit. Money, who does this go according to? Rabbi Yeshua. To Omar doin mino v'uki ba'asro. So, v'gom alu l'bikurim mitrum. First he said, uki ba'asro, that the limud that I learn out by trume is that only by zeisim v'anovim amashkim ayoytzim em kemoysom. Then I learned out Bikurim from Trume that Asher Tovi is only Marbe Tiresh V'yitzo. The Goma Luhu Le Bikurim Mitrume. V'hoda Maisilo La Ola Pri Pri Mi Bikurim. And now this Exerishove Pri Pri. It says by Ola Pri. It says by Bikurim Pri. So now Ola also is the same din, that the only time you chayim and mashkin ayetz min Ola is dafke by Tirish V'yitzo. Let us see Rashi. Ein mevim bikurim mashke legamri mashme. Afilu evi peiris. Afilu he first was mafrish tmorim. Or chitim. V'dolchem. If it's speaking about that he first made Bikurim after it was in a liquid form, so we're speaking about that he was mafrish another mean from the Shivas Aminim. If you made it into liquid, you can't bring it for Bikurim. Rabbi Yeshua Doma Gabi Trume like Dishik. The Islay Doimino Vuki Basra, Vikivin the Betrum Eloy Mitzari, since I know now by Trume, Mashkin Hayoitzimem, by Dogo, is not Kemoisoi, is Hoda Gomel Bikurimino. The Hoda Rabbi Rachmano Bultovi, that what the Tere was Marbe Tovi, Zaysin Vanovimu the Rabbi, and not more than that. Ein soifkim mishum mashke abo mi peiris olo. Rabbi Yeshua, the Omar, betrume loy mitzri. He started off by saying by trume, other mashkin are not osa. Va osa bikurim gomri mitrume bekeshe, dikri trume, va osa yolo va gomri bikurim mikzeri shove. Let us just see Taisus and the Kupchof Aleph. Ohodo maisilo lo'olo pri-pri mibikurim. So the pashtus of our Gemara would seem, how do we know that the mashkin of Shah Peres of Olo, which the Peres of Osmin HaTorah, how do we know that the mashkin is not Osmin HaTorah? So because we learn out from Bikurim. Vim taima fraktaisus de bepere ko sho poshit mehach mishne. The Gemara says, that what it says in this Mishnah, the Cholis, that you only like and a mashkin a yaitzim is eisim vanovim. So the Gemara says, the reason is, the Cholis surim shebetoire ein loikim aleim elo kederech hanosam. You only, when the Torah asserled achilas peiris, the Torah meant to answer it the way the peri is normally eaten. And Bizman Chazal, they did not make juice out of the peris. So Memela, that is why the peris of Shah, the mashkin of Shah peris is you don't get Malkis, because it's Shalaika Derechano. That's what the Gemara says in Psoch. Vahochi Koma, and Agamara says, Mishim de Goma lo mi bikurim. Agamara seems to say a different thing. That the reason we assume that the Mashka Yaitzi Misha Peres is ain't Saifkin is because you learn out from Bikurim. So, how does this stem? Vieshloima de ribi de hochet sriche de leine mezeya ba'almo. So Taisus wants to say, 100% right. By the other peiris, I don't need the Gzeira Shava. By the other peiris, it's, I can't be like it because Shalaika Derech Anosa. The limud from Bikurim is, but maybe there's another Svore that should patter, because it's Zeya Baalmet. So that's what I learned out from Bikurim. Just like by Bikurim, Tirish V'yitzo, here's Dinei Bikurim, it's not Zeya Baalme, so Tirish V'yitzo by Olam, is not Zeya Baalme. That means it's Zichet Derech HaNosam, but there'd be a new Svore to be Mekel al Zeya Baalme, so it's coming to tell us it's not Zeya Baalme. Zogt the Gemara weiter, V'ho Olam. It says in the Mishnah that there are ha'oyer v'ha'roite v'akipe v'ha'olol is mitzdalfen letame tumas oichlen avoloi tumas nevelas. So this olol, whatever the olol is, it's mitzdarif letame tumas oichlen. That means if you have something, you have an oichel that does not have a shir kebeye, so the olol will be mitztarif with this oichel to be mashlim the shir kebeye. That's it. It's mitztarfen letamei tumas oichlem. That means, let's learn the Mishnah Elech, it doesn't have tumas oichlem, but it's mitztarif letamei tumas oichlem. It's mashlim the shir of kabbalas tumah. Avoloi tumis nevelis. It doesn't have tumis nevelis. It doesn't have tumis nevelis. It doesn't have tumis nevelis. So we had in the Mishnah olol. Frekte gemore my olol. What is this olol? Rav Yochanan omar martiko. What does martiko mean? So Rashi says, Martiko gid ha-shedre v'atzavo. This is a ligament. V'hu rochov, it's white. V'lovon and white. Seems this ligament holds together the atzomes of the tzavo and the shedre. V'koshem oit, and it's very hard. Teiren oisoi yevo. So this ligament, so akaponim, let us say taichverter, it is not an oichel. People don't eat it. It's kosher ma'oid. But Afal Pikein, it's mitztarev to be mashlem the shir kebeir. That's what it says in the Mishnah. If you have a noichel that has 3/4 of a beir, so this marteke will be mashlem. That's what Rabbi Yochanan says. Reish Lakish Omar Boso Shapotosoi Sakim. Reish Lakish says a different translation in Olo. Let us see what Rashi says. Boso Shapotosoi Sakim. Kshemafshitin Esa Behime, when you skin a Behime, Paomim Shasakin Poilet Mina Boso Eitzel Ha'oil. Sometimes the sakin goes into the boso. You do not make an exact cut that you separate completely the oil from the boso. No, when you're skinning the oil, so part of the boso comes along together with the oil. And we have to realize the boso that comes together to the oil most probably will remain with the oil. It's not going to, so it's not oimet lehei ochel. It's oimet to be together with the oil. Boso shel poltoso isakim. Sarashi says, kshemavshitin asabahim. Pomim shasakin poilet min haboso eitzel oil. So the knife sometimes cuts off a little of the boso near the oil. And this boso is not, it's not called an oichel, since it was cut off together with oichel. Ulekame porich, heichi domi datzrufi mitzarev, uvapenavshe ein mekabel tuba. So later Gemara is going to ask, so how do you have this case that it doesn't have a teiris oichel? If it doesn't have a teiris oichel, because it's bottled to the oil. If it's bottled to the oil, so how's it mitzurufi mitzarev? This is a very difficult halacha, and when we'll come to the end of the Gemara, we'll really see how difficult it is. I mean, this is very difficult to understand. We are, it's mechubel to the oil, and that's why it's bottled to the oil, and it doesn't have, so it's a teiris oil, that's why it's not mekabel tume, but it's mitzurif to an oichel, to be mashlem this year. Meisevei. So the Gemara asks Akash. So here we have Machlekes, Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish, what's the Taitz Shabolo? Meisevei. V'ulam Iyuv told his Reim, those who came to comfort him, so he was very critical of them. Atem Toiflei Sheker, you are putting together a lot of shkorim, you're telling me a lot of lies, you're telling me a lot of untruths. Reife Elil Kulchem. All of you are like Reife Elil. What does this mean? What did he compliment with this? He didn't, he gave them a doctorate over here. What did he compliment with them? He told them like this. V'ulem atem teifle sheker. Iyiv amala chaveirov. Mechabrei divrei sheker atem. You're putting a whole bunch of shkorim together. V'dovor she'ein boi refue atem oimrim lefuosi. Something that does not have a refue, you're telling me that will become this rapid. Now, umartiko mishenivsak ein loil refue lehichaveroi. Now, this martike, which is a ligament, it seems when it's nifsak, you can't heal it. It's a double koshemiyoid. When it's attached, it's attached. But when it breaks off, it splits in the middle, then there's no refuah to it. It's, you can't repair it. So memele, so he told them, Reifel Olil Kulchem. All of you are saying just like you're saying it could be Merape and Olil that was Nifsak, which everyone knows, which is an impossibility. So what you're telling me is also an impossibility. So you're telling me shkoch. So bishloim leman diyoma martiko. If you say that alil is martiko, I know the lav barifu. So this is something, that's what he told them, alil, reifi alil kulchem, you're telling something which cannot be nisrape, that can become nisrape. El leman da omar boso shel potoso isakim. But if alil means boso that was cut off from the behemoth, and it's attached to the oil, barifuahu, that if you have a piece of meat that was cut off from an animal, you can attach it back to the animal and it can grow back again. It can go back on the animal. So what shad roifi alil kulchem? Let's see what Rashi says. Boso shepoltoso isakin barafu amidaldul boso minachai. If there's a piece of boso that became disattached from a behemachai, pomim shekoishchein oisoi bimkoima, you can tie it back, buhunidvak, and it attaches back to the balchai, umale aruche, and it heals. So and we see from the posik that alil is a something that is impossible to be nisrape. So if it's this ligament that was nifsak, so then that's true, like Rabbi Yochanan said. But if it's boso shepotoso isakin, this can be healed. It can be medah, it can get attached again to the Baal Chai. So the Gemara answers as follows. Below the kolam milei pligi. That everyone agrees that what Eve is speaking about, Ezekiel is speaking about this Martike, Ezekiel is speaking about this ligament, no shayla whatsoever. Ki pligi bo'olo the masnis. The machloikis is, on our Mishnah, the Ezekiel, olo the krozichem means a ligament. Olo the Mishnah, so that's a machloikis. Rabbi Yochanan says the Mishnah also means the way there's like the olo the krozichem. Reish Lakish said, no, Lishna the Kol Lachud, Lishna the Mishnah Lachud. The Mishnah is speaking about Boso Shapotosa Isak. Fine. So we have here, that's the Machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Toshma. Let us go further in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Oima. So we had the Tanakama said, the Olo is Mitztarev Letamei Tumas Eichon. That's it. Tumas Nevelis, it's not Tumas Eichem, but not the Mitzvah of Latami Tumas Nevelis. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ha'olol HaMechunis. Now this means, we'll see clearly, this means that a person, this is Boso Shepotosoi Sakin. And this person, when he skinned the behemoth, there were different pieces of meat in different mekaymes of the skin that he cut off. When he was cutting off, there was different pieces of meat. After he skinned the behemoth, he takes all these pieces of meat which had become attached to the ear. When he cut off the ear, he took off the small pieces of meat. He took all these pieces, he brought them together, was he was machshiv then. Im yesh kizayis b'mokim echad chayovim olof. So Rabbi Yehuda said, I wish to disagree with what the Tanakama said. The Tanakama said that boso shel potoso isakim, the only chshivis it has, it's mitzurif letami tumas oichlam, but tumas nevelis will never have. That's what the Tanakama said. I wish to disagree with you. It's not true. I'll tell you, there's a case you can have Tumas Nevelis. We'll take the small remnants of meat which became attached to the skin, we'll cut them all off, and if there's a kezayis, it's Metama Tumas Nevelis. It's Metama Tumas Nevelis. So he disagrees with the Tanakama. You said it's only metame tumas oichlam. No, no, it's metzarif. It's metzarif metame tumas oichlam. I'm telling you it's metame tumas nebele. That is pshat the Mishnah. Let us see the vial what Rashi says. But let's just see a little further. Ba'omar Rav Huna, Rav Huna explained Rav Yehuda, v'hu shekonsoi. Rav Yehuda is speaking about that he had taken this boso, and he brought it together, and he made a kizayis out of it, to a shi kizayis. That boso is chayoven olav. Zuk de gemore, bishloim lemandom a boso shepoltos isakin. Now, Rav Yehuda is speaking about olav. And he says, if you bring it together, so then, it's Esadin Avela. So before we go into what the Machloik is, Rav Yehuda the Tanakam is, but let's try to figure out what the translation of Olav is. So the Gemara says like this, Bish loimem leman diyom abosu shel poitase sakim haino d'chike kizayis mechayim. So he said, if you'll bring a kizayis of boso together, so it has a chshivis of kizayis of nevela, mi metametumis nevela. Elo leman diomar martiko, but if we will say that olo means martiko, ki iko kizayis, of olheva kizayis, of this hard ligament, my havi, so what's the, how will a kizayis make it or break it? A kizayis, It doesn't have a teiras besar nevela because it's very hard. So if there'll be a kizayis, it'll be any better. Now let us see Rashi. So Rashi, hamechunis hanesaf yachad. The next word is a tois. Hamechunis, it was brought together. So Rav Yehuda says, Chayovin Olov Mishum Nevela. If you brought it together, Yechay Mishum Nevela. Bein She'oichloi, Bein She'negei Aboi. So this is a Meredik Mechudish Tikarashi, and Taisus is Choylik and Rashi. That means, Kolzman, you're not Mechanesis. It doesn't have a Teiris Oichel, Lekabo Tome. And it doesn't have an Isser Nevela, and it doesn't have Tumas Nevela. If you're Mechanis it, so now Rashi says, now it has an Isser Nevela, Chayoven Olav Mishum Nevela, Bein She'oichloi. If he eats it, he's Chayvot Isser Nevela. Bein She'negeya, boy, he touched it, so what's the Chayoven Olav? And Nichnas L'Migdish. Upolig amas atane kame demas nisen, diktoni avoloi tumas nevelis. So Rabbi Yehuda is chaylik on the Tane Kame. The Tane Kame said there's no tumas nevelis by Olo. It's only mitzvarif to be mashlim the shir kebeya. Rabbi Yehuda says, I wish to disagree with you. It has tumas nevelis also. So Rav Huna said, vuhu shekonsoi. So Rashi explains, he brought it together. The achshave, by bringing the small remnants of meat together, v'gole daite d'loi botle me'ikorim. That means, even though when he was skinning the behemoth, he was cutting off pieces of meat together with the skin, so don't think for one minute that those small pieces of meat is like oil. This is like the skin. He's not, they have no chshivis by him. So the loibot lemeikore, so if you see later, echiach soifei al tchilosei, if later he goes and gathers up all the remnants of meat which are attached to the oil, so we see now that before, that there were some remnants of meat, not because the meat didn't have a chashivis by him. No, his hand wasn't too steady. He couldn't make a clean cut. That was the reason. Can you see afterwards that he went and took off all the pieces of meat, Deva Kizayas of meat. Avol Miskane Ismailo. But what is if it came together not through the Bailam? Is that if he was not the one that brought it together, so then I assume that the reason this meat was cut together with the oil, because the meat has no chshivis whatsoever, and that's why he wasn't careful, and he cut these small pieces of meat together with it. So that is what Rabbi Yehuda said. Rabbi Yehuda said, if the person who had cut the usbaltosa isakin, had cut off small pieces of meat, so later he's ma'asavit, so that shows that it never was mevatalit, that should have, the leibotlei meikore, that should have a teres oir and not a teres bosa. But if he wasn't ma'asavit, biyadayim, so then I say that that's pshat in the Poltosa Isakin, and Nebed Achshivis Abosa, that's why he wasn't careful, and then here's the Teresot. So, Bishloim Lamanda Oma Olul Hainu Bosa Shal Poltosa Isakin, Hainu de Machay, de Ikele Meima, Kivin de Konsei, if we learn the translation of Olul is, Bosa Shal Poltosa Isakin, like Lish Loki said, Kimon the Konsei, so since he brought together these small remnants, Achshavei, so it's Machshavit. Vahada Lemilsei, so now it's back to its previous status. Vigolei Daite de Leibotle Mekor, now you see, from his actions, now you see never was Mavatale. But if you say that Olo means Martika, so what'll be? You have Martika, which is very hard, and they'll take this Martika and they'll bring it to Kazayas, but it still was, how will it ever get a shame Nevela? How will it ever get a shame Boso through his, Tziruf? He'll never become a Boso. That's the Gemara's Kash. Elamandi or Mamartika, let's go back to the Gemara. Ki Ike Kazayas may have eight Spalmo. So the Gemara answers, Ali b'de Rabbi Yehuda leipolik. According to Rabbi Yehuda, everyone agrees that the olol of Rabbi Yehuda is bosa shapoltosa isakin. So olol zikhe has such a translation also. There's no shaila. And in bosa shapoltosa isakin, Rabbi Yehuda says, I wish to disagree with the Tanakhama. According to the Tanakhama, is this the only translation of Olo, or does Olo also mean Martike? Rabbi Yochanan Omar Martike Nami Mitztarev. He said that the translation of Olo, according to the Tanakhama, which he holds as Mitztarev, includes two cases. It includes Martike, and also includes Boso, Shepotosei Sakin, and he wishes to disagree with Rabbi Yehuda. Reish Lakish Omar, Davke Boso, Shepotosei Sakin, Avo Martike, Loi Mitztarev. Now, let us see Rashi. Zitrashi, Ba'olo, the Rabbi Yehuda, Loi Plig, No love Rabbi Yehuda, there's no machlokes. The Vadi Rabbi Yehuda, Abosu Shabbatosu Isakin Koi. Rabbi Yochanan Nami Moide, the Bosu Shabbatosu Isakin Ikri Olo. Rabbi Yochanan is also Moide, that Olol also includes Bosu Shabbatosu Isakin. Ubimartike Ude Pligi. Betanikam, Uletanikame, The machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish is, does it also mean, it zikhe means basa shapotos isakin, that's no shaila. Does it also mean martike? Letanekame, Rabbi Yochanan, according to the Tanekame, Rabbi Yochanan says martike, nami mikro olo. Martike is also all kedashkrim mikro. But olo, the masnis and the kama bimitztarif, bakulu olo kama, everything, that's nichlal, and the word olol is mitzurif, the mitzalfi. Uba ape nafshayu loy mitamu. That's
That's for sure. That's what the Tanna Kama says. Sai Martiki, Sai Bosu Shapoto, Sai Sakim.
It is unique. It does not have a Tumas or Eichlin, but it's Mitzarev to be Mashlam this year. But also Rabbi Yehuda Lemeima, and Rabbi Yehuda said, Bolo Martiki, if you're speaking about Olo Martiki, which also means Olo Lamedine, that that's the translation of Martiki. The loike perish akunterish sheperish gidei hatzar. Midamrinen perik kol hapsulim. The Gemara says in Zvochim as follows. Pigel ba'olo nispaglo meiro. Pigel b'meiro loy nispaglo olo. Now let's explain for 1 minute what the Gemara is saying. The din of pigel is that if a person b'shash chiti is mechashev, that it will be oichel chutzlus manoi kezayis boso. So the Mishnah says pigel ba'olo, if he was mechashev to eat the olo chutzlus manoi. So the kolbin becomes pigul, and the moira of the oifel, talking about the oifel, see, is also nispagul. That means the olol has a shame oichel, and so then the whole kolbin becomes nispagul, is nispagul moira, the moira, which mitzadatzmai does not have a teires oichel, but if the oif became nispagul, the moira also was. Pigel b'moiro, but what if he thought he'll eat the moiro, the crop of the oif, chutz lizmanoi, so it doesn't have a teres oichel, lo nispaglo olo, because they didn't think to eat something that's edible. Uba oif, now that's speaking about an oif, and gidei tzavo koshin, the gidei tzavo are not hard. So what is Taisvis asking on Rashi? If you will say that Olol is the Gidei Atzavo, so by an oif, they're not hard? That's Taisvis Kasha. The Rishash asks on Taisvis, if you look in the sugya over there, Taisvis Kasha is very difficult to understand. The Mishnah says, Pigel ba'olo. The Mishnah is talking about a behemah. Pigel ba'olo, salon is pagla. The behemah doesn't become pigel. Why doesn't the behemah become pigel? Because the olo is not an oichel. It's very hard. That's what the Mishnah says. The Gemara says, by an oif, pigel ba'olo, the ligament of an oif is soft, is nispaglo. So Taisvis, it was speaking about the same ligament that seems they both have. So Taisvis says, well, the olol is soft. So Shashi, yeah, that's the reason why it's pigel. What are you asking on Rashi? The Mishnah says it's not pigel. Then the Gemara says it is pigel. The Mishnah is speaking about a behemoth. The Gemara is speaking about a knife. So where do you see now like Rashi? What's that Rashi is in there? Laman de mevorish bosa shel potosa isaken, so they'll be difficult to understand. The Mishnah and the Gemara lekosh leim hosan, the Mishnah besamach to kula alma martike nami haba olo. Everyone agrees that martike is olo kaponim in the posik, so that Gemara also means that. Rabbi Yehuda oime chayovin olo. Now Rabbi Yehuda is speaking about bosa shel potosa isaken. So Rabbi Yehuda says that if you were mechanesit, so you're machshev the bosa, and chayovin olov. What does chayovin olov mean? If you touched it, you went to the Beis Hamikdash, you're chayev. So Tosfos says, amuridik a problem. So why do you have to talk about chayovin olov? You touched it, you became tov, you water. Say, it's metameh. Why do you have to say chayovin olov, which is a whole scenario? You touch the bosa, it's an avela, it's metam, and you walk into the base of mikdash shechayev.
I mean, that this whole scenario is irrelevant. Say it's metame, and then Allah, if you went to the basic midrash, you'll be chayiv. I mean, what? Abiyuda oimer chayovim Allah, hodolei koma metame tumas nevelis, leitame midar rabbonon. That means if he would have just said metame tumas nevelis, I would think it's a tumas rabbonon. Lochi koma chayovim Allah. That's what he says, chayovim Allah.